each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. My, hasn't this been a great week? We've had the sunshine, we've had the rain, and the Lord has really blessed us. This is the day the Bible said the Lord hath made, and we can rejoice and be glad therein. And I'm so glad today that you've opened your homes, your convalescent places, penitentiaries, wherever you are, that I might come in, minister to you with song and also the message. And today we're going to be talking about God getting our attention. But first, let's start our broadcast by doing a song especially today for Charles and Becky Lilly, one that they have requested, and I hope you enjoy it. For all the sick and the shut in, He is the shepherd of my valley. Let's also send it out to Pauline Cunningham, also Bobby Kessinger and Irene this morning.
What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I am hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms fold about me, He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus, what would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens get high as a mountain, when the one I've trusted has let me down, well, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms fold about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
No, sir, we couldn't make it without Jesus. What could I do? Well, we certainly appreciate you. Let me invite you now to be with us on the 14th. That's on a Sunday night, the second Sunday of July. We'll be having Jimmy Tanner along with the Jubilation Singers, and then also the Sweet Surrender. That service is going to start at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. That's July the 14th, starting at 7 o'clock. If you miss this, you're going to really miss a great singing, because we're looking for a great thing to happen, and we're going to miss you if you're not there. All right, let's go right now. Let Martha do a song for us called Even the Valley.
A trial of stone down in the valley. I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse. But God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. with eagles, and I fall in love. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just where life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher ground.
Well, you know, I said that he was a shepherd of the valley, and then Martha said, well, even the valley is higher ground. And you know, with God, even the valley is higher ground, because I'm a very firm believer. I've said this so many times. If God be for you, then who in this world can be against you? So if we could only begin to believe that. Last Sunday night, I preached on my battle is not to defeat the devil. My battle is to believe that he's already been defeated. And if we can overcome that, then we're far ahead, because God will be with you. Well, let's remember Bobby and Cindy and also Alicia Coulter today. And Cindy's going to be getting a tape for us. I hope that she can get it for us and we can play her one of her songs here on the broadcast. We certainly appreciate all these people, and we appreciate you. Now, the singing that we spoke about just a moment ago is going to be at Painter's Chapel on the 14th. That's on a Sunday night, starting at 7 o'clock. We'll have Jimmy Tanner, who out of Beckley, the Jubilation Singers, also the Sweet Surrender out of Beckley. Jimmy used to be my choir pianist there at the Skelton Church, and we certainly appreciate him, and we're looking forward to him and the group being with us on the 14th, starting at 7 o'clock. So why don't you put that out on your calendar right now and plan to be with us. Okay, let's go now and do a very timely, I think this is a very timely recitation, and I want you to give it a listen to. It said, "We Want America Back." Well, you know, like so many others, I love America, but I don't love what she has become. The scripture says, "Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord." And America has forgotten the godly foundation for which she was built. Yes, something is wrong with America. Our children are asked to attend public schools that in many cases resemble war zones, without any basic right of any soldier, the right to pray to the God of the heavens. Many times a wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenager is allowed to stay in school while the Supreme Court decides to expel God from our classrooms. Over 30 years ago, yes, something is wrong. Television daily bombards the truth of our nation with the idea that wrong is right, and that the abnormal is normal, and that sin is now acceptable. And what God has called an abomination is no more than a normal lifestyle. And it's wrong, and it's having a great effect upon our nation. Over 30 years ago, the number one TV show was the Andy Griffin Show. But look what we have today. Yes, something is wrong when contraceptives are passed out to our children in school without even parental consent. And yet the Gideons can no longer pass out the Holy Bible on our school campuses. Yes, something is wrong when our leaders can say to your children and to mine that premarital sex is all right as long as it's safe sex. Yes, something is wrong, and I for one am ready for a change. I'm going to say to my government, I am not raising dogs in my house, I'm raising children.
created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And I'm going to teach them about the Bible. And if the Bible says it's wrong, it's wrong. If the Bible says it's right, then it's right. The only hope that America has, that godly men and women with a great concern will stand together as one great mighty army and declare to the immoral, the impure, and the obscene, and to the proud, your days of unlimited excess to the minds of the American people are over. The armies of God has been silent too long. We are taking America back. Okay, I want to send that out to Jimmy Mayberry and also Scott and Lynn Mayberry. And let's remember Jimmy's wife in prayer, who has been sick for many years. You know, folks, I'm struggling in this day and time with my type of preaching. And I sometimes think that I'm the only strange duck out there. And I do. I preach some hard messages. And God always gives me the hard ones, seem like. But I had a man to ask me not long ago, a very prominent theologian. He said, Tommy, he said, you've been ministering for many years now. And he said, what is the greatest need in the pulpit today? And I said, well, sir, I said, I built two new churches in my lifetime, and I preached on radio for many years, not bragging, only boasting in God. And I preached in a lot of pulpits, and I said, sir, I said, it's old-fashioned preaching. Now, I don't care what you do, singing don't do it. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I firmly stand on that, and I suppose that that's why God has called me and blessed me in my ministry, because I've never compromised the gospel. Now, I do sound arrogant sometimes, even in my voice. Martha says that I can say hello and it sounds like I'm mad. Well, it's just the way I preach. And God called me into evangelism. He blessed me in pastoral, and I love the pastoral part of the church. And we're going to go right now without any other to do. And I want you to hear this message. And this was preached from the pulpit at a camp meeting called God Wants to Get Our Attention.
Now, over in the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 6th verse says this: let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. But do not be deceived. For God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that will he also reap. You know, back in the beginning of time, God sat down and he created the heavens and the earth. We know the great glamour of the great creation when God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God spoke to the river and said, let there be fish. And all of a sudden, the fish began to swim along the riverbanks. And then, all of a sudden, God realized that he needed somebody to take care of it. So then in the next chapter, he says, let us make man. And let us make him in our likeness and make him in our image. But you see, when God made Adam and Eve, he gave them rules to abide by. And he told them, he said, now, of all of the garden, you can partake of. Everything is yours, and you can live there. There's a beautiful river flowing by. There's a beautiful garden. In other words, it's a land of paradise. But there's one tree there, which is called the tree of good and evil, and I don't want you to partake of it. And sure enough, they went into the garden, and they begin to care for the garden, and begin to take care of the garden, when all of a sudden, here comes a serpent by, and he begins to insert things in the mind of Eve. And he said, yea, hath God said. And then all of a sudden we find that instead of a generation, it becomes a degeneration. Sin began to degenerate the minds of the people. Then God comes back and God says to them, what have you done? And you know the rest of the story, how that because of sin, they were cast out of the garden. And because of sin, their son became a murderer and murdered his own brother. So you see, the degeneration of man. And then all of a sudden, God said, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to let man go. I'm going to somehow make a way and a plan to bring man back to me. You see, God said, the stink of their sin has come up before me. I have saw the lawlessness. I have saw the sin of the nation. So therefore, I will destroy man from the face of the earth. Why did Jesus say in the New Testament, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man? Because simply God had lost the attention of the people. You see, the antediluvian world was destroyed because simply they got out of focus with God. They deliberately scoffed the God of heaven. They deliberately said, we do not have to listen and obey the voice of God. But listen, folks, God is going to do something to get our attention. Look at the Sodom and Gomorrah. Why are all these stories in this Bible? Why did God wanted us to relate with Sodom and Gomorrah? Because you see, Sodom was a land of Sodomites. Homosexualism and all this perversion came up before the nostrils of Almighty God. And God said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah from the face of the earth. Abraham sits out at the front door of the tent. Here comes three angels by. And he says to the angels, where are you going? And they said, we're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And then Abraham began to bargain with God. Abraham said, if I give you 30 righteous, will you spare the city? If I give you 20 righteous, will you spare the city? If I give you 10 righteous, will you spare the city? You see, they lost the attention of God. When Jonah went to Nineveh, what was he doing? Nineveh was a wicked city. That's what the Bible said. How come every time you find a city that's going to be destroyed, it also lays out the condition of the city? It said Nineveh was a wicked city. A very wicked and a very bloody city. And Jonah was called to go to Nineveh and preach again what? The wickedness of the city. So you see, when he came to Nineveh, he had to get their attention. And you know, there's nothing that gets our attention like preaching. I don't know about you, but preaching is a fascinating thing to me. I've seen some preachers that could hold congregations spellbound for hours. As a matter of fact, I have heard preachers sometimes preach when time really, it doesn't mean anything. I've sat for hours sometimes and hear somebody preach and expound on the Word of God and never realize that they have talked for one solid hour. I can't keep their attention for about 5 minutes and then I lose it. I kind of fizzle out. I come with a punchline and give them the punch and then I begin to fizzle out on the last. Maybe that's what it is. But you see, when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, he simply got people's attention. You cannot preach to people until you get their attention. He said, Nineveh, God is calling me to say to you, I want your attention. You're a wicked city, and you're dying without God. And the Bible said they repented. And because of the repentance of Nineveh, God stayed the hand of judgment. He warned the people in the antediluvian time. He warned the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. And He warned the people in Nineveh. He will never bring judgment until He has warned the people. How come, you insurance writers, how come everything that kind of gets out of our hands, we call it an act of God? How come the Hugo, when Hugo swept across the land and uprooted the trees and tore down the houses and ripped up the trailers, how come everybody said, we thought the judgment of God has fell upon us? You had a flash flood down in Meadow Bridge. And people showed on Channel 4 and Channel 6 wringing their hand. They said, oh my God, we thought God was raining judgment upon us. How come every time that something devastating happens, we always say that it's the hand of God? Judgment is coming. What is God trying to do? God is trying to wake up a nation. Hey, let me tell you some statistics. That already one of the foreign countries are already 60% AIDS infected. We need the message like Nineveh heard. Repent, or ye shall all likewise perish. Judgment is coming, but you dare not preach on judgment because you become a gloom and doom preacher. You preach on hell and all you are is a gory preacher. But folks, what I'm saying today, has God got our attention? Are these things just happening? I remember back when I was a young boy, one theologian made a statement that now, you know, God reaches back and puts things in your memory and then brings them out. One great theologian, and even as a young boy, I love good theology preaching. I love to hear good preachers preach. And one preacher, I remember one time that he preached on a subject called people dying in a polluted world. And that kind of stayed with me. And true enough today, our world is polluted with sin. Our world is polluted with AIDS and drugs and crime and violence on every hand. You saw it on television. A young girl who drives her own children. And everybody has to question, how could a mother do this? Why? Because we are infected with sin. That's the reason we're like that. Because we're out of control. God has not yet got our attention. People don't live like that when God's got their attention. But we get out of control. And God is trying and doing everything possible to get the attention of the people. And yet we just go along headstrong and forgetting God. Don't you ever forget. My daddy said to me, my daddy was a wise old man, and oh, how I missed so many good years. I wish now that I had a good, loving, praying father that I could go to and just sit at his feet and listen to the wisdom of that man. He used to say to me, Donna, he said, son, you're like a politician. You keep on running, you'll get elected. My daddy knew what he was talking about. My daddy used to say, son, you may live it up, but you ain't going to never live it down. My daddy knew what he was talking about. Because you see, according to the Bible here, I had sown the wild oats, I had sown the wild seed, and even today I'm paying for the seed that I sowed a long time ago. Now, I want you to think with me just for a moment. What is God going to have to do to get your attention? I sing this morning in the shower. I do my best singing in the shower. Everybody says I sing better underwater. I'm beginning to think I really do. But I was there in the shower and I'm singing that song to me. I come to the garden alone. And then I said, he walks with me and he talks with me. And then all of a sudden this message burned deep in my heart. And I said to myself, does he really walk and talk with me? Has God really got my attention? All these things are happening simply because God's trying to get our attention. Do you believe that? Well, I do. Well, let's go right now then and do a song, and then I'll be back with some more of today's broadcast.
Long years ago,
went out in sin.
I had no hope. No peace within. Down on my knees.
In agony.
I prayed to Jesus and He gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day. When all the burdens from my soul were rolled away.
Be glad and free.
I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me.
Oh, sinner, come
to Jesus now.
At His dear feet,
just humbly bow.
Confess to Him
your every sin. He'll save and cleanse you, give you peace and joy within.
I never shall forget the day
when all the burdens from my soul were rolled away.
It made me happy, glad and free.
I'll shout it, for He's everything to me.
Yes, sir, I'll sing and shout it because He is everything to me. Well, now don't forget the gospel sing that we'll be having at the Painter's Chapel. Now that's located just this side of Athens. If you're coming out of Princeton on Route 20, the church is located on the left. You can't miss it. There's a big sign there. And a brand new sanctuary, and we can seat several people, so don't let that be a problem. We'd love for you to come with Jimmy Tanner, along with the Jubilation Singers will be there. And I'll tell you, I know that they're going to bless your heart. They've been with us before. Many people in the Linside area, they have heard this group, and maybe they'd like to come over and be with us on that night. And we would certainly enjoy having them. And then along with the Sweet Surrender. Now the service is going to start at 7 o'clock, and we'll be having singing from about 7 until about 8:30. We'll be having some preaching, and well, we're just going to be having a worship service. And we'd love to invite you to be with us because, well, I know it's going to be a great time. It will start at 7 o'clock, and if you're coming out of Hinton, the church is located just before you get into Athens, on the right. So come and be with us if you can. Will you do that? All right, let's go back now and do another song, and then I'll be back to close the broadcast. This one we've been doing for several years. I wish I had more of Martha's songs, but I don't. But it simply says, always.
Sometimes He said there would be troubles and wars against my flesh. And sometimes He said we'd walk by faith
then on an answer we'd wait. And sometimes all that's left to do is take a final stand. But always, yes, always, he gently takes my hand. Then always, he reminds me of just whose child I am. Then always, he leads me through a pasture so green, where he restoreth me, there I can see. That always, yes always, he knows what's best for me. Sometimes he said that my defense must not one word be. And sometimes he makes my enemies to fall at my feet. Sometimes I can feel angels near keeping watch over me. But always, yes, always, I'll raise my voice in praise. Then always, he reminds me of just whose child I am.
Well, again, let me say I certainly appreciate you hearing the broadcast today. We appreciate all that you've done to help keep this broadcast coming in your homes. We appreciate you who have paid and prayed. Father, right now we pray for our unseen audience. We pray, God, that somehow or another that you use this broadcast. It's not always easy, Lord, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not always easy, Lord, doing the things that you want us to do, because we realize that the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts us from our sin, but it brings us to Christ. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless our nation. Lord, we realize there is a lot of things wrong in America, but there's a lot of things that are right. The church is right, regardless of any situation. So we pray today that our church will be overflooded, Lord, with people who have come to worship you and lift up the wonderful name of Jesus. Now bless this broadcast. Use it for thy glory, and we'll give you praise and honor because we make this prayer in Jesus' name. Well, neighbor, if you would this week, sound right to me. Will you do that? I definitely need to hear from you. Well, goodbye. Be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.